Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 26th day of the Yar Tov Shin Pei Gimel. Masechta Shkalim, Perek Shvi'i Mishnah Aleph. Mois Shenimtzo Ben Shkalim Lindova. If you have money that's found between the shofar of the basket that had the word Shkalim on it and the basket, the shofar that had the word Nedova on it. Korav Lashkalim, if it's closer to the basket which has Shkalim on it, Yiplo Lashkalim, then it should be put in that basket. Landova, if it's closer to the Shavandova, Yiplo Landova, then it should go and be put in the basket that had the word Nadova on it. We follow what's closer, Korov. We go after what's Korov. Mechza Lamechza, what happens if the money was in between, exactly halfway between the two baskets, Yiplo Landova, the money should go into the one that has Nadova. Why? Because that's more machmer, that's more strict. In what sense? The money of the Nadova is more strict than the Shkolim, because the money that was in the basket of Nadova was used only for Korban Oilam. Oila is Kodesh Kedoshim. It's the holiest of the holiest category of Korbanos. It goes straight up to Hashem. Whereas the money of the Shkolim was also used for things like the public chatos, chatos of Etzibur, like the goats brought on Yom Tov, which was eaten partly by the Kohenim. And didn't go all up to Hashem. Furthermore, the Shkolim basket, what's left over in the Shkolim, would be used for public works. So therefore, the Nadova basket, its money was used for more holy purpose and more machmer. Ben Eitzim Lilvoina. What happens if the money was found between the basket that had the word wood or timber on it and the basket that had Lilvoina? Karav Leitzim Yopleitzim. If it's closer to the one of the wood, it goes to the wood basket. La Lavona, Yiplavona, then it goes to the Lavona basket. Why? We follow what's closer. Merza la Merza, if it's halfway between them, Yiplu la Lavona, then it should be used or should be put in the basket that had Lavona on it. What was the Lavona? The Lavona was the frankincense that accompanied every mincha. That was more strict than the wood. Why? Because the wood that was used in the Beis HaMikdash was what we call machshire korban, prepares the korban for the offering. It's not the actual korban itself. Whereas the lavoina, the frankincense that was brought with every mincha, was actually offered. It itself is the korban, and therefore is more mach, is more chomor, more kodesh. Ben kinin lagoiz la'oila. If the money was found between the basket that had the word kinin on it, and the basket that had the word goes la'ola. Now, kinin is literally mean pair of birds, which we've been talking about before. and the goes la'ola means fledglings for the ola. Now, once again, korev la'kinin, yiplu la'kinin, la'goes la'ola, yiplu goes la'ola. We put it in the basket that's closer to mechza la'mechza. If it's halfway between those baskets, yiplu la'goes la'ola. And the money should be put in the basket that had the words Goiz La'ola written on it, fledglings of the Ola. Why? And that's because, at least according to the Chachamim, the Goiz La'ola, the one that had the basket that had the word Goiz La'ola on it, the funds there were used completely, exclusively for Olas. The birds were used for Olas only. Whereas the Kinin, the one that had Kinin on it, which literally means pair of birds, one would be a chatos and one would be an oila. That's as the Chachamim held. That's according to the Chachamim's opinion, as we learned in the previous parak. And because one is an oila only, one is the chatos, one would be used for chatos, therefore it doesn't have the same holiness as when they're both oilas and therefore both going up to Hashem. The Yerushalmi has an interesting question on this. Maybe this money, even though it's closer, even though we're putting it in the Goiz La'ola, maybe it actually fell from the Kinei Chayva, maybe it belonged to some lady or was put in by some woman who had to bring a pair of birds, of which one is a Chados and one is an Oila. Let's say she had given birth and she needed to bring one Chados, one Oila. Now, if we're going to put these monies in the basket that had Goiz La'ola, then it's only going to be offered as an oila. How will the woman who brought the money specifically to get a kapara, how would she get a kapara now? For her kapara, she normally uses one zachadas and one's an oila. So the Yerushalmi answers this by saying that the Beis Din, who were in charge, of administration of all the kinning of all the pair of birds, they would take from the community an amount of money equivalent to what was found. They would give it to, or they have in mind that we are now giving it to whoever the owner is of this money, and offer a chatos, a bird chatos, on the doubt, on the sofek, in case maybe this belonged to a woman who had to bring a chatos noila. The chatos would not be eaten. You cannot, no one can eat the chatos oif, a bird that's a sofek, but at least it can be offered. That's the difference between an animal and a bird. An animal can never be offered on a sofek chatos. You can't do that. With a bird, you can. So in the event that these monies were actually belonged to a woman who wanted to bring a chatos and noila, in other words, she was a zova or whatever, it'll be done. It'll be done. She'll get this from this sofek chatos that the animal that the beis din are offering on her behalf. Bein chulin lemaaseh sheni, if a person had in his house two baskets, one of chulin money and one of maaseh sheni money, that means he had transferred the kedusha of the fruits onto the money in order to take the money up to Yerushalayim, and now there's money found between these two baskets, money maaseh sheni money, and the and the chulin, ordinary money. This is not in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about in his house. Right? He had two baskets. He had to do two pushkas. One of chulin money and one of maaseh sheni money. Money's between them. He doesn't know which one it's from. Korev l'chulin, yip l'chulin. If it's closer to the chulin basket, it goes to the chulin. If it's l'maaseh sheni, close to the sheni basket, yip l'maaseh sheni, then it will go and end up in the maaseh sheni basket. Mechza la mechza. What happens if it's found exactly halfway, it's in between these two baskets, then yipla maaseh sheni, the money should be put in the basket that had maaseh sheni on it, and be taken up to Yerushalayim, as we do, as you normally do, with money of maaseh sheni, and spend it there on animals, usually on a shlomim. Zehaklal, holchim achar har korev lehokel, we go after the more lenient, we go after the korev, the one that's closer, the closer basket to which the money was found, if you're in doubt. However, even lahakel, even if it means it'll be a more lenient decision, such as what with the case we've just discussed, if the money was closer to the chulin money, it belongs to the chulin money and you can spend it on anything you want. However, mechzel mechzel hachmer, if it's exactly halfway, then we take the more stringent approach, and then we say, as we did before in the case of maaseh sheni, use the money for maaseh sheni, or assume it's maaseh sheni money, take it up to Yerushalayim, spend it on food there or a kavan shlamim, and that way you are being more machmer. Mishnah Beis of Perek Shvi'i. Mois shenimtzu lifnei secher behema. Let's say there's monies found in front of the cattle merchants in Yerushalayim. Loila maaseh. It's always going to be considered as maaseh sheni. Not just during the Yom Tov, but even all year round. Why is that? That's because when people came up for pilgrimage on the three Yom Tovim of the year, they would bring a lot of money of maaseh sheni. And they usually wouldn't manage to spend it all just in the Yom Tov time. And they would give whatever's left over before they go back home, they'd give it to their relatives or friends who live in Yerushalayim, saying to them, use this money and, you know, buy animals for shlomim. The main mitzvah, the main use of maaseh sheni money was to use it for zivchei shlomim, and to buy shlomim, which is shared, of course. The kohen gets his bit, and the owners get their bit, and the mizbeach gets its part. Therefore, most animals that were being bought from cattle merchants in Yerushalayim, even during the year, would be money of maaseh sheni. And therefore, we can well assume that these monies that were found in front of the cattle merchants a money of maaseh sheni that have fallen from the buyers. But hang on, why the buyers? Maybe it fell from the sellers. And if it's fallen from the sellers, then it won't be maaseh sheni at all. It'll be chulin money, because the money would have been already transferred. The kedusha of the money would have already been transferred to the animals. We don't say that. Why not? Because there were a lot more buyers than sellers. So we apply the principle of holach acharoiv. We go after the majority. And if it's from the buyers, then it is still, has still got the kedusha of the maaseh sheni on the money. Bahar Abayis, what happens if you find money not in front of the cattle merchants, but we find it on the Temple Mount. Chulin. Says the Mishnah, you can assume it's Chulin. And that's even during the Yom Tov, where most people's money is Maaser Sheni in their hands. But money that's found on the floor in the Har HaBayis, Chulin. You can treat it as Chulin. Why? Because we go after the Rove, after the majority of the days of the year. And we say that it's probably fallen not during Yom Tov, but before Yom Tov. Aye, maybe it's from the Trumas HaLishka, maybe it's from the coins that were given, the Shkolim, that were given for funding the Karbonis, purchase of Karbonis. And maybe the Gizbar, the treasurer, was taking it out and it fell from his hand. So the Yishalmi explains, we're not worried about that. Why? Because there was a chazakah. There was an assumption, a strong assumption, that the Gizbar, that the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash would never take out money from Trumas HaLishka before they would first transfer the Kedusha on an animal on that which they bought with the Karbonis. And therefore you can assume, says the Mishnah, that money found in the Temple Mount on Har HaBayis is Chulin. It's all ordinary money. Birushalayim, money that was found in Yerushalayim, not in front of the cattle merchants, then it depends. B'shas HaRegel, if it's during the Yom Tov, then we say Maaser, it's probably Maaser Sheni. Because there are so many people who came for pilgrimage, then Yerushalayim, most money in their hands would be Maaser Sheni money. Therefore, we say it probably fell for them, and therefore we go after that Rove, rather than the Rove of the year. Why don't we say, the majority of the days of the year, it's not Maaser Sheni money? And the reason is because the markets of Yerushalayim would be swept every day. And if this money came from before Yom Tov, and it's Chul money, it would have already been found. But on Har HaBayis, on Temple Mount, which we learnt before, it's considered Chulin. Why don't we worry about that there? Because they never brimmed there. Because it's a very high place and the wind is very strong. And therefore, it would do the job of the brimming of the monies. It would have swept it. Now, what about, and what about the fact that And therefore they didn't need people to dust it. The wind did the job. So because they didn't sweep it, because they didn't need to move away the dust, so therefore money that would be found would be not from before Yom Tov. You can assume it's Yom Tov. It was now in Yom Tov brought in, and it's Maaser Sheni. That's during Yom Tov, when most people's money hand, most of the money in people's hands would be money, Maaser Sheni money. However, if the money in Yerushalayim was found in other days of the year, not during the Yom Tov Chulin, we can assume it's Chulin, we follow the majority. The majority of the money is then, is not Maaser Sheni money, so we say it's Chulin.